In her case, of course, her predecessor was her very own husband, Peter III. And one of the reasons that Peter was seen as intolerable and was overthrown by guards regiments representing the elite was his extreme pro-German orientation. In a sense, it's important to keep in mind that there are limits to how much Westernization was going to be tolerated. The problem here isn't the fact that he was partly German. He was, of course, partly German. He was the son of Peter I's daughter Anna, not the Anna who ruled, but Elizabeth's sister, actually, and a German duke that she had married. And the problem wasn't his blood. Indeed, this wasn't exceptional at all. In order to establish strong dynastic ties with European monarchs, the Russian elite and the Russian royal family did what most European elites and monarchies were doing, namely marrying, in this case, non-Russians. It was going on throughout the 18th century. The problem was his excessive foreign orientation. He was, of course, personally raised in Germany, where his father was from, and brought back to Russia by his aunt, Elizabeth, and groomed for the throne. But he made it clear that he hated absolutely everything about Russia. He hated its church. In fact, at one point, considered converting to Lutheranism, something a ruler of Russia couldn't possibly do, but he thought it would be a good idea. Maybe everybody should convert to Lutheranism. He hated the Russian language, found it quite ugly, preferred German. And he spent as much time as possible among his German friends. Even more seriously, everything about his policy was pro-German, in this case really pro-Prussian, to the point that after this great victory over Prussia in the Seven Years' War with troops occupying Berlin, he said, no thanks, I actually won't take any concessions, I won't demand anything from you, I'm actually far more supportive of Prussia's interests than Russia, so it seemed to many. He was also, it's worth adding, an intolerable individual in many other respects. He was crude, he was boorish, he was obnoxious, he made horrible bodily noises in public settings, and many people said he was also a rather stupid man. So many people were happy to get him out of the way. Now, Catherine II, of course, was even less Russian than Peter III. In fact, it's worth remembering she was 100% German. She was born, her original name, she's a princess, was Sophie Augusta of Anhalt-Zerbst. The difference was between her and her husband, not that she was more German, she was, this wasn't a problem though, is that she understood that her authority depended on serving Russia first of all, something Peter III did not seem to recognize. In fact, when she came to the throne, she indicated that she intended to consult with the elite above all. And most importantly, that while she favored continued Westernization, as I'll describe in more detail in a moment, she made it clear that the purpose of these reforms was not to make Russia simply more Western, but to make Russia stronger, more powerful, more respected in the world. And to understand all this, one has to start with looking at her major actions as a ruler, her major reforms. And then we can talk about some of the patterns and logic, the ideas that one finds there. First major question that Catherine turned to was the codification of laws. Now remember, the last time the Russian laws were compiled and revised to make sure they were completely consistent with one another was in 1649. Catherine wanted to fix the various inconsistencies, clarify what the laws were, but she also wanted, in codifying the laws, to bring Russian law up to modern European standards. And to do this, she formed a special body, very interesting organization, national organization, which she called the Legislative Commission. This was in 1767. This was made up of delegates from all over the country, from propertied classes, from townspeople, officials, state peasants, serfs, though were not included, and notably enough, the clergy was not included either, whom she didn't particularly trust to bring enlightened ideas to Russian rule. And she presented them with a really remarkable text, what she called her instruction to the Legislative Commission, Nakaz, in Russia, and she described what sort of legal principles she wanted to guide them. In short, these were the principles of enlightened Western Europe, but I'll say more about this in a moment. In practice, though, it's worth noting that nothing really emerged from this. There were too many divisions among members, and Catherine actually decided to close the whole thing down after a year, partly because she began to worry that they might pass laws that would limit her autocratic power, which she thought was, of course, not helpful for progress. There are other important reforms worth noting as a sort of introduction to her efforts. She restructured, as some of her predecessors, like Peter had, the whole central administration to make procedures and departments more efficient.